This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Well, Jennifer in spirit. In spirit. She's back, I think, today from Hawaii, but she had some stuff to do that keeps her from being back on the air with us till next Monday. Meanwhile, we're holding down the fort, trying to figure out what the Russians are up to. The head of the NSA told lawmakers yesterday in Washington that he's worried that some foreign government, hint the Ruskies, may be trying to undermine our election now. You think? FBI investigating more cyber attacks on voter registration databases that can be traced back to Shmusha. Russia. Mother Russia. Officials think that more states might have been targeted, but this is classified information. The Democratic Party hacked by the Russians. A number of states have been hacked by the Russians. So what do? We go to war? Donald Trump says, let's go to war. Nah, he didn't say that. But apparently, this is from the Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, this is the Russian national anthem.
Is Copernicus standing up for this?
He would stand for this, yes.
He would stand.
Good old Copernicus.
Colin Copernicus, yes, would stand for this, yeah, the Russian national anthem.
Uh-huh. Copernicus is at it. Apparently, there's a little more of this, some information floating around on Colin Kaepernick and what he is all about or where he's from. The news media not doing much to dig into Mr. Copernicus. He's getting a lot of publicity. I guess is that it doesn't hurt him any.
He's getting a lot of support too. I mean, it's there are players on other teams that are following suit. So,
Well, are these all people that are following the Black Lives Matter movement?
Yeah.
Well, there's crossover.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's mostly.
So there are people who say his fiance has radicalized him. He's engaged to a DJ named Nessa Diab, who is a disc jockey. She's a hip-hop radio personality in San Francisco. And she's Muslim, and she's converted. I'm not sure whether he was or is, but they're going to have a Muslim wedding. But she's kind of cut out of a cloth that's different than what his background is. And there are a lot of people who think that she, as a Muslima, is the one who's influencing him to do this sort of thing. Is that, what do we know about? Anybody know any more about that?
I don't know anything about her or him, so I don't know.
Interesting name. Nessa Diab.
I don't know. That's probably, I don't know if that's her birth name, right, and that could be a name that she's, chosen.
Right.
But why are we blaming his fiance? Why can't he just, he's an adult man, why can't he just accept that,
You don't think that men are Lewis doesn't influence how you think or do things, and you don't influence him and what he does and think? I would say
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but why would all the blame
I'm
be put on her?
I'm not necessarily. This isn't about blame. I'm not good at it.
Saying you are. I'm just saying if the press is now getting into
the
this.
The question
and saying,
is whether or not he is on his own. I think it's an interesting question. On his own, did he come up with this? Or did somebody suggest that this was something that might get him some attention? I think that's really what the question is.
Has he said anything about this? I don't know the answer if he's been interviewed since all this began.
I don't think he's been interviewed. I think there are other people that are close. See, this is the thing. There's always somebody who's going to say, well, what he means by this is...
Right.
I'd rather talk to whoever it is and find out what they mean. But I think where there's a little bit of smoke, there may be a little bit of fire. And I'm not saying... I think more than anything else, I'm just pointing out how influential women can be on the men they love and vice versa. Men can be influential on the women they love, whether... This is, you know, what's going on here or not. It's an interesting speculative.
It's a guy who had 2 good years in the NFL, and now he stinks, and he's looking for attention.
Right.
Has there been any... Actually, that's true.
Why does he need attention? He's going to get his $15 million.
But what's he going to do after that? I mean, you know, I don't think that he's doing this for attention. I think he truly believes what he's doing, and good for him. He's got the right to do it. But, you know, a year ago, nobody was paying any attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a has-been on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's just looking around, nosing around, I find that sort of thing rather interesting. Football player, he doesn't have to worry about getting hurt because he doesn't play.
Right.
Right?
I think you've given him a new career, though, by naming him Colin Copernicus.
Yeah.
Yes.
He could go in and do all kinds of cool films.
Does he want to be traded? Wasn't he trying, but nobody will take him because they don't want to pay his $15 million
right.
a year.
Yeah, nobody wants
him. Okay.
But he would end up somewhere. I mean, you know, RG3 ended up somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they'll take him.
Lots of people talking about that, though, man. Oof. A lot of people with him. He's having some influence.
That's a big issue.
All right, let me see if I can influence how you think when it comes to taking care of your body. Healthy circulation is critically important to you as you get a little bit older. I'm talking about people who are in about the age that Victoria is. From that point on, your body starts falling apart. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Victoria, but your body is falling apart.
Just for a change of pace, you don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
No. I want you to be healthy and wealthy and wise as you grow older. And you're on the right track because you, having come into this den of thieves called the Good Day Gang, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Richie, all the people that are a part of the program, poor Kara with her broken leg. She's going to heal faster, though, because she's on Superbeats. People who are on Superbeats get blood in every part of their body, and that's what you want, because that's what heals. Blood is the healer. Blood brings the nutrition. It brings the oxygen. It brings everything that your body needs to every single area, as long as you get enough pressure to get it there. And in order to do that, you need to open up your arteries so that the blood from your heart can go everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the various and sundry organs in your body and that's every organ in your body that needs support. Scoop of Superbeats in a glass of water or some kind of a drink. This is the way to miracles. You're all set. Superbeats works 3 times faster to give you the results you feel in just a few minutes. Tastes good. It's about blood flow. Yes, it is. And if you haven't gotten on this bandwagon yet, may I suggest you call 800-655-4183 to get the energy, to get the blood everywhere, to feel as good as all these. I think that Copernicus uses Superbeats because he needs to run from bench to bench when he's playing the game.
Absolutely.
Out of energy. All right, I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just speculating. 800-655-4183 to order your first 3-month supply of Superbeats. And you get an extra 30-day supply free when you mention Doug Steffen. You can order it online for sure. You get that deal at DougLikesBeats.com. But in general, let's get at it. Let's make sure your life is better, healthier. You're feeling good through and through. All right? Call 800-655-4183. I've done a good job here convincing people. Take Superbeats every day.
You don't have to convince me.
Energy.
I'm there.
Stamina.
I'm on board.
800 855-4183. Get like Richie and Victoria. When you grow up, you're going to have the same great life that they have by the fact you're using Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing. Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision. Live.
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Yeah. My theory is that San Francisco is keeping Copernicus because he's good for business. What do you think? A lot of
Jersey sales are number one.
Yeah.
Whether they're being burned or worn, they're selling them.
Baptized as a Methodist, grew up as a Lutheran, attended Baptist church during his college years, says, quote, "My faith is the basis from where my game comes from." Terrible English. My God, what an awful sentence that is.
Not an English major.
"I've been very blessed to have the talent to play the game. Not blessed so much anymore."
Yeah.
But he gives credit to God, guiding him through every day, helps him take the right steps. Right steps helping to get him to the point where he's able to do what he's doing, and he talks about glorifying the Lord and that sort of thing. I get a lot of tattoos, a lot of Bible verses on his body in tattoo form. So his girlfriend is a Muslim. She's going to convert him. What's that going to do for his tattoos? What's going
to happen? Wait, do we know he's converting?
I believe that that's part of the marriage. She's going to get married in the Muslim.
My brother had tattoos of his two ex-wives' names, and he'd put lightning bolts and clouds over them.
Really?
I'm sure Copernicus can work it out, too.
Right.
I thought it was interesting, Doug, when he was 10 years old, he wrote, or in the fourth grade, he wrote a letter to himself predicting that he would be 6'4" tall, weigh 190 pounds, and go to the pros and play for the Niners or the Packers. He wrote a letter to himself saying that.
Okay. So here's where this goes as far as I'm concerned. Here's another example of somebody who put his mind into something, put his thoughts into action. And for that, I give him, that's why he's in our mind, because thoughts are things, and he has done several things that have put him in this place where he is. And whether we like him or we don't like him, I give him credit for understanding how sort of the system works, whether he stumbled into it accidentally or really learned
it. No, he worked hard at it, obviously.
The connection to God or the source or infinite intelligence, whatever you call it. Writing things down is a very powerful tool. 21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Free. That's not Born Free. This is Born Free. Brucey, kill this for a second. I want to sing Born Free, as free as the wind blows.
I never thought I'd say this, but I actually want to hear Kid Rock sing that.
Excuse me? What, you want to hear him sing what I just sang?
No, I want to hear him sing anything else except
what that's so. All right, so Kid Rock was performing in Boston over the weekend, and he, as long as we're going to be having this fetish about Colin Copernicus, Mr. Kid Rock has some thoughts, or actually he had action in mind.
Really funny because the people who got that audio were obviously filming it on a cell phone, and you can hear all of them afterwards going, "Send me that, dude. I'm gonna post that."
Yeah, right. But Kid Rock yells out while performing "Born Free," "F Colin Copernicus," or whatever it is, Copernicus. So the heat continues. I don't know anything about Kid Rock's politics.
Do we know? Right. He's very right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like, what's his face, from Hawaii, we had on, what's that guy's name that we had
Hawaii.
On? It's, he's, Hawaii. We had a bunch of people. There were three or four.
Don Ho. Shano.
Not exactly a rocker, Richie, but thanks. That was pretty funny. No, who's the guy? Sam.
Oh, yeah, that guy. So, anyway.
Okay. The guy that did the promo for me, when I get up in the morning, I don't get up early in the morning very often, but when I do get up in the morning, I listen to Doug Steffen.
So That was Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, he's in Cabo.
Yeah. He's on the ocean.
And I don't know what Sammy's politics are, though, actually. But Kid Rock is definitely right.
All right, but who's the other one that you have around the right-wingers there in Washington all the time?
Well, I mean, most people, when they think of the right-wingers, they think of, and rock and roll, they think of Ted Nugent.
Nugent.
Yeah, he's a little guy. He's off the deep end, but he's still funny.
Nugent was the one who
came on this show, Victoria, I told Ted Nugent that Doug was a vegetarian just to wind him up. And the Nuge was like, that's okay. That's all I eat is vegetarians.
All right. Next up in the musical news department, Miley Cyrus on the cover of Elle magazine for October, opening up about her new stint on The Voice. She wants Britney Spears to be happy and why she never will walk on the red carpet again. She discusses her decision to no longer participate in red carpets after walking the red carpet for the premiere of A Very Merry Christmas last year. She decided it would be her last. I thought she was kind of a creepy, crummy kid.
I love Miley. I think she's...
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
She's really kind of gross, though. Crude. Is she crude?
It depends on what your definition of crude is.
So what do you like about her? Why do you like her?
Well, I think she's incredibly talented, first of all. She's got a voice that every time you hear her sing, you're reminded of, oh, wow, that's right, Miley can really sing. And I think she's going to be a fabulous addition to The Voice when that starts up on Monday. Yeah. And I love, you know, she started the Happy Hippie Foundation. She has helped so many homeless teens.
Really?
Most of them are in the LGBTQ community. She's provided shelter and raised awareness. She's done so much more than, like, stick her tongue out. And unfortunately, that's what people think of her. But I'm a huge, huge fan of Miley's.
All right. Well, I'm glad you just want to be here anyway. Good to have a balance. 28 past the hour. Be a rock
star. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'll more next time.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
In every state, drivers with medical issues can get handicapped signs to display on their car windshields. They are cut in the shape of a hanger, so they can be attached to the rear view mirror. But if you hang one in your car, you could get a ticket, just as you can for hanging an air freshener, a parking permit, or a pair of foam rubber dice. Illinois police pulled over 38,000 drivers in 1 year for hanging something on their mirrors, even signs issued by the state. Instead of looking at what's on the mirror, they should look through the lens of liberty and ask if the Constitution gives the government any authority to determine whether you can have an air freshener in your car.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
September 14th on the radio with DJ V. Our thoughts, our perspectives, the part of Jennifer being played by Richie today and this week. We've been speaking a lot about Mr. Copernicus and the whole business of what football players are doing and should they be doing what they do and all that other stuff. It's up to you to judge on your own, but not up to you to judge. I think it's up to all of us to judge judges. There's a Canadian judge this week that is in hearings to figure out whether or not he keeps his job because he asked a rape victim in a trial why she couldn't just keep her knees together.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And then, after that, this judge acquits the guy accused of raping this woman. So now there's an official federal investigation into how the judge handled the case. And as if that were not enough, yesterday, a Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina Chapel Hill student, held a press conference to talk about how poorly the university handled her rape case. She was raped by a football player, reported it to the school, and followed all the protocol of how you're supposed to report these things. It's been months, and nothing has been done about it. So yesterday she called out UNC, and after that they arrested the accused football player. Not until she had the press conference did they do a damn thing about it. She has been very public about her experience. UNC says they can't comment because of federal privacy laws, which protect the accused. Okay. Who would you like to kick in the you-know-what and punch in the you-know-where? After that, there's so much of this stuff, and it becomes... The problem is there's so much of it that we become numb to it, and therefore there isn't as much focus or outrage on it because there's so much of it.
I think this guy got caught and is being called to attention, and then
the judge, the guy who
got off with only 3 months.
Yeah.
There's a hate campaign going on about him. That guy, he would have been better off doing 20 years in prison, because now his name is everywhere on Facebook. Every woman I know posted his picture and his story.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is going to have to dig a hole and live there for about the next 100 years.
Yeah.
Yep. And still isn't punishment enough, but, you know, he's not getting away with lightly. Everybody's on top of him.
Good news for U.S. bread earners. The average household income in America is now $56,500. Last year at this time, or not last year, but the last time I remember really focusing on this, it was $48,900. So... that's good. The average person in this company, in this country, brings home from his or her company $56,500. That's up from 30 something during the 08 recession. So rather a dramatic increase. So is this because we have such great leadership and therefore you should keep that party in power? I'll let you answer that question yourself. I don't know that that would be where I'd go with it.
How much of your 56 do you get to keep?
That's another good question, Richie. That's a great question. The business about economic recovery, the reason we have an economic recovery is because things got so bad, they had to go someplace.
There was nowhere else to go.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much. There's a focus on violence in America this week. A couple of different things from my comment rack, and then Victoria, I'd like your point of view, and Richie, I've spent a lot of time, we're giving all this attention to Copernicus, beginning of the football season, people say they're excited. I'm not, because I think it's a horrible sport. A lot of people get hurt. And so what's happened with the publicity that's come as a result of all of the focus on football is the parents are taking their youngsters and saying, nope, no football for you. You want that kind of a sport, play soccer. So now the explosion of youth soccer in our country, very, very popular. And as a result of that, the number of players being injured has increased soaring numbers here. Wow. The number of youth soccer players injured playing soccer has jumped 111% in a year.
And it's headers when you hit the ball with your head.
Yep,
things
at
like
a
that.
40. What do you think is going to happen to your head is on a stem the size of a quarter. So when you get hit with a ball going 40 miles an hour, what do you think is going to happen to your neck and or your head?
Right.
Your head just has a little bit of a skull bone around it, and then it has some plasma that sort of seals the brain in, but that's it. So there is a study that came out this week from the journal Pediatrics, found that the annual injury rate for youth soccer players is up tremendously, especially in these youngsters. And girls, by the way, girls as much as boys, because girls want to play soccer.
Yeah.
They think it's a cool sport. It is. It's a good sport. And it certainly has been highlighted by the careers of some of these now well-known figure soccer players that are women.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, there are 100,000 kids playing soccer in the United States last year. I'm sorry,
Wow, that's all.
100,000 kids got hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
1.5 million children between 5 and 9 are registered with U.S. youth soccer. But it's estimated that almost 3 million children are playing in some way, shape, or form soccer in our country. So,
I mean,
head injuries, concussions. Yeah,
don't forget lacrosse, too. Lacrosse is probably the fastest growing sport in kids'
sports. Well, at least you have a helmet on with lacrosse.
So what do we have to offer to people who say, what do you want? If we can't play soccer, we can't play football, then what do we do?
Track?
What do we have?
Tennis?
I don't know, track.
Tennis, maybe. Golf.
That's not the exercise like soccer, for God's sake.
Well, I think soccer could easily be fixed with just no headers.
If you're in youth soccer league, I hit the ball in the woods all the time. It's quite a hike for me playing golf.
Yeah. But, you know, youth soccer leagues, just no headers. That's it. I mean, it's really...
So what happens if the ball hits to your head? What do you duck?
They still bump into each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some collisions, but it doesn't happen all the time on that level where you're having a head injury.
Come on now. You can't live your life in a bubble wrap case. You've got to go out and experience and take chances. Don't be stupid. But you can't keep kids in a glass case.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, let them run, let them get all the benefits of the exercise and the game. But just if you take headers out, because part of the problem, whether it's peewee football or kids playing soccer, the younger you are, the more susceptible your brain is to brain injuries like CTE. And that's what they're finding now. This isn't just the NFL that's having all these problems. The NFL players have been playing since they were peewees, and that's really where all the problems begin. So if you take headers out of youth soccer, you know, that might combat a lot of the issues.
Mm. My son has fallen off the jungle gym several times and banged his head. You're not going to keep a kid safe.
I fall off more things. I've fallen off things all my life. And look at me.
You fall off the back of a pickup truck almost daily.
I fall off of various things. Not too many pickup trucks lately, but I certainly, if you look at me,
how many times have you hit your head on a pickup truck tailgate? That I can remember. Dozen.
More under the truck, if I'm under the truck doing something. Like the other day I whacked it on the bumper.
Right.
I was under it holding the muffler up while a sneaker welded it in place. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Hearing, it's like it's not even real life to me. I feel like I need to drive to Massachusetts and see Sneaker and all the cows and Doug
like
on a tractor.
Of Sanford and Son.
It's just, it's like it's not
Sneaker,
real life to me.
Get over here with that muffler. Hold it up for me, bonk.
That's it. There's something to that, the way that story is told. All right, let's see. We have 44 past the hour, but you see, my mind still works wonderfully well. Don't you love the way my mind works?
I absolutely think that you should walk around the farm and just kind of like, where's Sneak at? Old truck ain't running.
Got a new 44 after the hour. We'll check television news, including Monday night football activity. And then we'll have an update on what's new tonight from Victoria here up next.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Backpacks are killing our kids' backs. Experts say kids shouldn't carry over 15% of their weight.
Stick to compact size supplies. Leave books at home. Print only what's needed for the day.
The cartridge-free Epson Expression EcoTank comes with enough ink for up to 2 years.
And shop office supply stores for the best deals.
At Staples, Dell laptops with 30 days of tech support start at $249.
And for under $150, D-Link's AC1900 XO Wi-Fi router keeps everyone connected.
And with the Sleep Number IQ Kids Bed, they'll be rested for school. All the new smartphones are launching this week. Which way to turn? Tech expert Suzanne Cantor lists the must-haves.
Not all smartphones are created equal. For videos and photos, the new LG V20 is cutting edge. No more bouncy, shaky videos thanks to what they're calling SteadyRecord 2.0.
And the LG V20 is the world's first smartphone with wide-angle cameras on the front and back, so you can fit the whole beautiful vista in a single frame.
And throw out those selfie sticks as you can get even more friends in your selfies.
For more, go to LG.com/V20.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay 2 or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's see if we can steal your mind again for a few moments. It's good to listen to Victoria talking about what's going on television. First, however, let's go to the highlight. Let's go to the videotape, as Warner Wolf used to say. Roll the videotape from Monday Night Football, where play-by-play artist Kevin Harlan explains what's going on down in the field with the Rams 49ers.
Well, he had the most boring game he'd ever called in his life, and a fan jumps on the field and starts running around. And Kevin Harlan looks down there and says, finally, something to talk about.
Somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arm. Bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that great?
That's very good. Excellent. All right. What do we have for tonight, Victoria, to look forward to on the Boobers?
Well, if you've been watching America's Got Talent all summer, which in my opinion has been the best season of the show's history, tonight is the finale. Tonight, the $1 million prize will get awarded to one of the 7 finalists. If you're a fan of Blind Spot, that's back tonight for season 2. Episode 1 starts tonight, and new suits on USA, and the final chapter of the Real Housewives of New York City. Tonight is the part 3 of the reunion show.
I'm going to miss that by going. I have a meeting of the Agricultural Committee tonight. I'm going to miss that. My God, I may stay home.
I'll give you all the highlights. I'll text you.
Okay. That'll be tomorrow.
I'll text you and you won't get it on your flip phone.
All right. That's pretty exciting. As always, we got Netflix hooked up here, Richie. Bob the K's got the Netflix all set up, so now we can watch over here all the stuff I've watched over there.
All right. Next, you're going to get a butter churn in there. All the technology coming to the farm.
10 minutes before the hour. White guy.
Hot and gin.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Now time for the dog and cat soiree here on our overview of what's going on with your best friend. Warren Eckstein is a great friend of this program, a great friend to you. If you're a pet lover, you should be listening to his program every weekend. The Pet Show has been on the air for a long time. And if you're a fan, you can check it out at facebook.com/The Pet Show. Follow him on Twitter at Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Bottom line is he really has what it takes and knows, is a student of our relationships, the relationships humans have to dogs. There was a baseball game, Chicago and Cleveland, and they, you probably know this, Warren, they every year Guinness asks some team to host a festival of dogs for one of the games. So last night, 1,224 dogs showed up at this game.
Finally, a good crowd.
Yeah. I just wonder about what do you advise people when you bring your dog into something like that? There's lots of commotion. There are a lot of people. It's a stunt. But is it really good for the dogs? There's got to be a lot of anxiety. You see the people there, the dogs around. I can't imagine it's good for the dog.
As long as you don't buy the dog too many beers, it's absolutely fine. The most important thing to do is make sure that you have a well-socialized and a well-exposed dog before you take them to a place. Don't take a dog that's been in the backyard for 5 years and then throw him in the middle of a stadium.
You know, it's really amazing how many people are focused on saving dogs. There's a lady here who's rented my stables, has brought five horses in here this week. And she has I met her dog yesterday for the first time. S-Dog is a nine-month-old mutt that she, for whatever the reason, got so attached to with some friend of hers down in Georgia who has a setter that, you know, ultimately, I don't know if you saw the posting on my Facebook page, but it was around, I think it was Monday. You guys may have seen it. I hope you saw it. If you didn't, we ought to repost it. A picture taken on Sunday in a kill center with dogs having been euthanized and put in black paper bag, the back, black plastic bags outside of their cages. There was a whole row of them. And you look at that picture and you just think to yourself, what the hell kind of people do that? But the other side of it is there are too many dogs. People are not responsible for how dogs are let loose to just go roam. And then there are a lot of people who get dogs and they can't handle them. So that's where you get, it's something that I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. You talk about it on your program all the time, and I don't mean to belabor the point. I just think that it is, it makes me not sleep at night.
Well, yeah, I believe, I definitely believe in no kill. I believed in no kill for many, many years. I serve on the board for many organizations that are no kill. You have to put the blame in a lot of different places. The shelters, some of these organizations, the city and county shelters, some are great, some are horrendous. And again, it's the education of the people. It's spay and neuter, spay and neuter. If you spay and neuter, it's not going to be an overpopulation. It's that simple. And adopt dogs. Don't purchase puppies. Adopt a dog from a shelter. And don't forget about the older dogs and older cats at shelters either.
Mm. All right, there's a study out suggesting that dolphins are more polite than humans. Researchers claim to have recorded a pair of dolphins having a conversation. They said the dolphins have a highly developed spoken language, like our language. Apparently, unlike ruder human beings, the dolphins wait for the other person they're having a conversation with to stop talking.
Isn't that, like, it's hilarious.
So don't angry dolphin Donald Trump is what they're saying?
I don't know. The study was published. Dolphins speak by creating pulses and whistles. Have you ever had been close to a conversation with a dolphin? What do you
think?
What's your relationship with dolphins? We talk a lot about dogs and cats. What about dolphins?
You know, for years, a lot of people don't know this. I was the creature keeper for the new Mickey Mouse Club, and my Mouseketeers were Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake. I can't look at them now because I knew them when they were like 12 years old.
Really?
But the bottom line is that we used to film that at Disney World in Orlando, where they have the Living Seas. And for several segments, I would spend time in the tank with the dolphins, and there were some sharks and stuff. And the dolphins were amazing. When you're around them, somehow it's an incredible calming feeling. I don't know how to explain it other than there's sharks over there, there's rays over there, and dolphins are big animals. But when you're in the tank with them and they're near you, bumping up against you, there's something very comforting about it. They're kind of creatures sent by God,
sweet.
I believe.
They are, aren't they?
I swam with a dolphin once, Doug, and its tail, as he was turning around going to get a piece of fish, hit me in the chest.
Oh.
Those things are 110% muscle.
Absolutely.
Strong.
Think of what they're doing all the time in the water.
Exactly.
They're moving, and that's what builds up their strength and their muscles. Same thing happens to swimmers, good swimmers. Michael Phelps, the women that are swimmers. Look at how they are built to stay in the water. All right, Warren Eckstein. Check out PetShow.com and his program every weekend. He's a great friend of this program. 59 past the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.